You can
okay, going through. Right, so we input into our Hyperblog database in one of three ways. An emailed blog post, emailed comments, or you can use the web page to enter in resources.
Use a web page to do that.
It's a form on a web page where you type in a URL. That is the only real concession we've made towards getting close to DKR-like functionality.
So I put it on my cell phone.
Let's see. You have some add-on to a browser. You can install these resources.
Yeah. It's just a form, like, you know, just like the text search kind of thing, like any form. You just enter in.
Here's another one.
All the different resources.
A friend of mine,
I mean, but each one is just an URL.
Incredible programmer, artist.
Each resource is specified by a given URL.
Yes.
Marked a few that
and
I
so
like
you enter those somehow into this database.
There's a version of that that follows the mouse, but not
you
the
enter screen. It in the web form with the URL itself, comments, and maybe some categories.
Yeah,
so it's just known to the system. In the way that we're using the Hyperblog and the Hyperpop tools to get close to providing some DKR-like
that's
functionality,
trying to catch them,
to find out what tools and methodologies are available for DKRs, it's all.
But isn't that
you could say a DKR, of course, is an attempt at continuously creating a knowledge product which gives an overview of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that knowledge product then, is a collection of resources. Pointing resources being opinions, facts, or whatever. So for the way that we're looking at it right now, in the DKR aspect of this, the resources is maybe the center of it. Where the comments and the blog posts around them, that's how the system is discussed. Right.
So all these things are.
That's interesting.
And these things, a blog post or comment or resources, can all be interlinked.
They are stored in exactly the same way, and they can be all interlinked because they will have addressability.
So, within a blog post, you could install a link to the point.
It's all in one Flash program.
A comment, and then a comment can point to a resource. And resources can point to blog posts. They all have unique URLs. They can all point to each other.
Fine. All right.
They will also, importantly, have meta tags, meta information, such as location or category and things like that.
Yeah.
So when you enter a resource, you can say this is a technical resource.
Mm-hmm.
I found this was
when you write a blog post, you can say this was written in London.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, right?
So
Hyperblog, then what it does, where it says MySQL results and MySQL search, that just means that the database can be queried on this structured data
kind
to give back different combinations of post, comments, and URLs. So, for instance, you can see, show me all of Ted's resources that have been commented by David.
Yeah.
Right. The Hyperpop lies on top. The Hyperblog doesn't know about the Hyperpop. The Hyperpop does two things.
Okay.
It adds few pieces of JavaScript to whatever the Hyperblog is presenting to allow you to see the menu.
Is very nice, yeah,
isn't
and
it?
To allow you to maybe bold some things and change the display slightly.
So how do you tell the Hyperblog what you want to look at within the Hyperpop?
The way you have all the views here is through the URL. The URL defines the view. So if the end user over here in the display section wanted to have something with only certain posts and so forth presented with some things bold, they would click some. Don't forget, everything here at the front end is the web.
I love about that is that, you know, you
so they would enter settings in another web form.
And yet it's very smooth and sensual.
I'll show you her.
It's kind of a bit of the snake, kind of thing, but it's
yeah.
It's such a smooth movement, you know.
Yeah.
It's,
very for this is
okay. Okay, for the sake of the audio, we're now looking at the calendar before? View
Sorry,
of
nope.
the template. Here we have a lot of different settings for what should be shown. Shown only by these authors, these locations, including this, that, or the other. That's what I mean. That's how you enter.
So can you put keywords or something? Is that what you call meta tags? So that when you're starting to categorize them.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Under different kind of topical things.
Yes.
So when do you do that?
You do that at different points. You do that either. You basically do it by adding comments, because it becomes linked to that. You'll also have a web page where you can go in and add further like these meta tags shown here in the calendar view. They'll be added in an admin page, so you can add those keywords. You can add them when you're emailing it. There are different stages where you can do that, basically.
Okay, but things can get more and more sort of keywords or tags.
It's going to be a mess. So once what we'll do initially is consult with everybody involved to find out what are the suggested kind of categories.
And what revise it next week when you find out how messy that is, etc.
Yes, and that will be a very, very tricky human side, not technology side, to figure out what's useful.
Yeah, but fortunately you're in a center that specializes in human-computer interaction.
Yes.
Okay, I get a picture.
So the only other thing I wanted to highlight tonight is the hyperpop can go and look at external HTML files. That basically means look at other pages on the web with the added functionality of the hyperpop menu being put on top of them. In some ways, like a hyperscope. It doesn't store anything, so there is no X file or anything like that yet. It just wraps a small amount of tags around that external HTML page. That's all there is right now. It's just a mechanism to display things that can be interacted with in a more dynamic manner. That's the hyperpop. And so the input is structured so you can post more structured queries.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. It's all something really dorky he did.
Anything else?
I can picture, and you can make substructures.
It's just like what it does.
Yeah, the X.
Of the data.
And they say he's a.
With kind of given. What do you call them?
Meta tags, yeah.
So do this.
So I can say, okay, here's a major objection so-and-so has, and then successively can show you the arguments.
Yes. In the same way that earlier I showed you how a comment can show you where it came from, what it's linking to, and so forth, mm-hmm. you can follow. And the comments will be categorized, agreement, disagreement, so forth.
It'd be interesting to see how much of, for instance, if
I think it's a quick
the structure here would have a hard time adopting
the
color.
It'd be interesting then to see if you wanted to start adopting the formalities that Simon Chum and his colleagues have adopted.
I look forward to discussing this with him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So you need to get some sleep.
Okay. So
let's try. This would be an interesting start, and the kind of thing is to as you get it built, how are you going to exercise it?
That one. So what's the joke?
What do you mean by exercise?
The color of the word.
Oh, I see. Implement it. Yeah.
No. Implementing it is one thing.
Oh, you mean use it and make it useful.
I see.
Sorry.
Oh, that's
Have you got any?
It's very funny.
Collaborators lined up.
Very funny.
Very
funny. For the content use.
For actually putting it to work and saying, okay.
Hopefully, you're ethnic people.
Right,
friendly,
yeah.
Initially, David and other friends, we will be
putting, you know, if he's sitting at work and he feels like something relates, he'll be putting it in. And, you know, hopefully you'll be putting things in. So we'll be filling it up. And if the structure in the database or whatever doesn't relate to what's being done in the States, we'll just have to go change it.
Sorry.
That's cool.
Okay, full speed ahead and we'll see what happens.
Good. Grenade iPod.
Grenade iPod.